Africa Climate Summit hears calls for carbon tax on world's richest nations. By Simon Kent on September 5, 2023. Economic success must have a price, and a global tax on carbon emissions can help redress Africa's chronically low gross domestic product GDP rates, Kenya's President William Ruto declared Tuesday as the first Africa Climate Summit began. He pointed to climate change driven by successful, dynamic economies in Europe, North America, and Asia, as a drain on Africa's economic progress, and it's time to have a global conversation about a carbon tax on the world's richest nations. Those who produce the garbage refuse to pay their bills, Ruto said, according to AP, echoing others who have also called for carbon tax impositions. The African continent of more than 1.3 billion people is losing 5% to 15% of its GDP growth every year to the widespread impacts of climate change, according to Ruto. The summit's opening speeches included clear calls to reform the global financial structures that have left African nations claiming they pay five times more to borrow money than others, worsening the debt crisis for many. Africa has more than 30 of the world's most indebted countries, Kenya's Cabinet Secretary for the Environment, Swapantuya, said. The U.S. government's special climate envoy, John Kerry, agreed and acknowledged the acute, unfair debt carried by African nations must be addressed. He also said 17 of the world's 20 countries most impacted by climate change are in Africa, while the world's 20 richest nations, including his own, produce 80% of the world's carbon emissions that are driving climate change. Some 18,500 participants have flown from around the world to Kenya and registered to be accredited for the summit. About 30,000 delegates in total are also expected to attend the summit. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.